नहीं, द बॉटम लाइन ऑफ सक्सेस इज ह्यूमिलिटी। अरबी तवाजो ऑल्सो सेट इंग्लिश है, अरबी टर्म बट यूज इंग्लिश इन की सारी कसर अनकसरा टूटना, टू ब्रेक योर आई कॉल इट सेल्फ एस्टीम, नॉट सेल्फ एस्टीम, लुक एट योर सेल्फ एज ग्रेट, इन अरबी यू कॉल इट अजुब, बट अजुब इज हराम, इट्स सच अ हराम इट वॉज अ टॉलरेट फ्रॉम द सहाबा टू لقد نصرك الله في مواطن كثيرة ويوم حنين. And the oath Allah wa Allah says لقد it's taken oath. Because this is the results of an oath that follows. Right? جوابه قسم. لقد. Even if the Quran says لقد it means an oath has been taken at this point. Allah and the oath says we'll help you O Sahaba at many occasions, the mawatira kathira, at many, many occasions we did help you. And specifically in the Battle of Hunain also we helped you. How we helped you first, made you realize your folly. Your folly. So anyone who thinks he is smart, what is he? Let's see if you can come to conclusion. He's a fool, yes, simple. There's no need to cut and chop and put present when I put a chocolate coated tablets. That we don't need it. Straightforward, you've got this problem, there's a tablet, have it. Finished. We don't want to fool you that your problem is not serious. Your problem is serious, very serious. Finished. Straightforward. Don't hide. Wallahu la yastahyi min al-haq. Allah doesn't shy from mentioning the truth. Facts he mentions clearly in a decent manner. But facts he does not put under the carpet. Is ajabatkum kasratukum, first help I gave you. I made you realize you are fools in thinking that you can look after yourselves. You can do the thing yourself. You don't need any outside help because you are larger in number, much more powerful as far as your armaments are concerned. Your weaponry is much more superior to the enemy. You can, today is your day, your day. Shaitan came and whispered this into the ears. It shows how important it is for us to be ever, ever alert. All the time. Shaitan can use every opportunity he finds possible to mislead you. He did it with Sahaba. Me and you, 32, he definitely does it. So we must be always, وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ غَافِلٍ, never even become religious. Don't become relaxed. Always be on your alert. When you know there's an enemy going to attack you, some nights you see that the gate is closed, some nights you don't worry about it. The day they come and they won't come, it's raining today, they won't come, and that's the night they will come. That's the night they'll catch you. You didn't put on the belt, Ahmed, Sundays, who sits on this road, they won't catch you. And that's the day they will catch you. Shaitan will catch you when you are, you've got, as you say, you've got your guard down. That's the time he catches you. He waits for that. He's got his man there. His spy is just sitting always. He's always there. He's watching. Yeah, there's a time get hold of him now. So is Ajabadga Satukum. So when Ajab got hold of them, self-esteem. And now today, the importance of themselves overcame them. Allah did not like it. He said, I don't want that to happen to my friends. So he said, before it becomes worse, stop the problem at the very initial stages, and allowed the father to give them a whacking. They got a nice hiding. They started running, fleeing from the battlefield. They're running. Nabi Kareem has Abbas radiallahu anhu, who had a very loud voice, so said the Nabi is calling, come back, come back, come back. Then Allah gave them tawfiq. They realized that our numbers and our weaponry was of no avail. We need Allah's help. They make Tawbah, Allah Ta'ala send down His help. So, Ajab is a terrible thing. That must be out of the system, that's what he says. Hazrat Haji Sahab farmate the, ke mere paas jo log aate hain, unke qadmon ki ziyarat ko mujib najat samajhta hoon. One of the greatest spiritual leaders of our time, the master of his time, Sheikh Maulana Thani Rahmatullah, imagine what products he brought out into the world. Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Yaqub Sahib Nanoti, Maulana Mahmood Al-Hassan Sahib Devandi, Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, and there's a line of great, great mountains of deen and taqwa. All the products of Haji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Now we're talking about him. With all these photos doing his work, he should be a proud man. Hey, Alhamdulillah. Ramzan the Ustaz says, you see, my student is reading that masjid. You see, that's my student. And the other for not doing too well, he doesn't talk about it. He makes 10, 12 mistakes. I didn't really spend much time at me. And he didn't care to learn properly. Not trying to protect him, protect yourself. Say, I'm such a master. If he only took advantage of me, he wouldn't be where he is today. It's a common thing among so-called teachers of deen. So one of the greatest of time, he says, those people who come to meet me, many don't have beards. Many don't even have topis on their heads. Many don't even know how to make the kalam, salam properly to. But they come to meet me. To me, I regard it as a great boon to meet them. So welcome them. I regard it as a great boon for me, a ni'mat. Because they definitely are very good people. Look at what argumentation he's bringing. Unke acche hone ki dalil mere paas ye hai. And how do you know? You haven't met them, you don't even know their names. How can you say they definitely are very good people? What argument I've got is that mere saath baawajood naachiz hone ke husn zan rakhte hain. They have a good opinion about me, even though I'm Mr. Nobody, but they think I'm a great man. They are following the demands of the hadith. Where Nabi says, Zunnul Mu'mina Khairan of Mu'minina. Zunnul? I think Zunnul Mu'minina. Or Kama Qali Surah. So Zunnul Mu'minina Khairan. You must have a good opinion of believers. Why? You say the ulama, ummat, the kuffars, or the fellows with big beards. I'm not trying to run the beard down. I'm just trying to draw a point. Many people think that this is a sign of holier than thou. And the man got no beard is a rubbish. All has got a beard is a great man. No, it's a great thing. But you know, a gun is a great thing too, no? In the hands of a law-abiding citizen and in the hands of a murderer, the worst thing that could ever come into his hand. So the beard on the man who is appreciating the sunnah of Allah's Rasul and he wants to make Allah's Rasul happy, it's a great thing on his face. And the other fellow is going to put up a show that I'm a holy man, he's worse than Iblis.